Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of health, peace, egalitarianism, sustainability, and justice. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Abby Ose Cole via Skype in Connecticut. And Abby Ose is the author of the children's book, I Am Not Food. He is a spoken word artist and a member of Connecticut Slam Team. Welcome, Abby Ose, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's my pleasure. It's an honor and a privilege. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you do. You're an inspiration. Wow. And I got to say that your children's book, I Am Not Food, is really powerful and very, very important. So thank you for writing it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Can you please tell our listeners about your book?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was inspired by a hip-hop song that I had written. It's actually, which actually became the catalyst for me becoming more focused on spoken word. It was a song called I Am Not Food, and it was written from the perspective of slaughterhouse animals, a cow, a chicken, and a pig. And it was talking about their experience in the slaughterhouse from a very I-person perspective. And the theme was, I am not food, you're violent. And, you know, I was tabling for vegan publishers a few years back up in Boston. There was a Veg Fest, and Casey asked me to come out and help him to distribute some of the books. And what I saw was that there was a huge need for children's literature, that there was a huge demand for it, because parents that are trying to raise their kids vegan need to be able to have resources to reinforce the foundation that they're trying to build. And I thought about my song, I'm Not Food, and I ended up converting it into a poem by the same title, or a book rather, by the same title, that was more geared towards children. So instead of it being, I'm not food, you're violent, it became, I'm not food, I am a person. And it allowed for me to explore that personhood from the I perspective of an animal, you know, and to really talk about the different things that make an animal personified. You know, what is personality? You know, it's what distinguishes each individual, regardless of whether they're a human or an animal. And anyone who's ever had a pet has definitely seen personality, you know, and it was great to be able to express that in such a great format that children could really appreciate.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I really think that truly you are a man of higher consciousness. I really believe your soul is evolved, and in my opinion, you're here to help uplift this world, so thank you. So how did you get involved with veganism?
It's a great question. I came at it originally from a health perspective. My father passed away when I was a teenager from colon cancer, and at that time, I had a few friends who were vegetarian, and so I did some research. I went to the library, and I looked up the American Cancer Association's reference books. Because, you know, I'm 16 years old, and I'm like, what? How does a 56-year-old man die from cancer? Like, should I be worried about this? And I'm looking it up, and it said right there in black and white that colon cancer is caused by processed meat, which leads to stress on the intestines. It was like, wait a minute, hold on, so you guys knew this? Like, it was just like that was my aha moment. Like, nobody cares about what we know when it comes to their profits and their pocketbooks. You know, that their profits are more important than our knowledge. And when I realized that, you know, it started me on the path. And so I started as a vegetarian, really as a pescatarian, and then eventually becoming vegetarian. And then in 2000, I went fully plant-based after reading a book called Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. It not only did it talk about veganism, but it talked about holistic healing as well, which definitely resonated with me, having experienced, you know, that death in my family at such a young age. And so started to really realize that holistic healing was the way to go. And then as I got older, it was really in 2015, I started to meet more vegans in the area. And that's when I really got more involved in the animal rights portion of it. Not that it was ever, like, it was always on a part of my mind. It was always a part of why I didn't eat meat, because why would I want to kill something if I didn't have to? Like, if I can thrive without having to kill something, then let me do that. But still, at the same time, you know, occasionally if somebody bought me a leather belt or if somebody got me a fleece, you know, it wasn't really anything that I would really mention or, you know, have any concern about, because it wasn't something that I purchased. But, you know, after being really involved in the animal rights movement, and I give credit to DXE, Direct Action Everywhere, even though it's not necessarily the direction that I went in, they actually were the inspiration for that poem. You know, the first time I performed it, it was at a protest with them, and I performed it over a blowhorn as an a cappella piece, and that was another aha moment. That because I was coming from a hip-hop world, and in hip-hop everything is on beat, and everything has to, the rhymes have to be in a certain spot, and you have to stay with the structure. And when I performed it over the blowhorn, there wasn't any structure, it was just emotion, and it really just opened my eyes to the power of spoken word communication. And I started to use that more as an emphasis for my artwork. That became more of my expressive mode in terms of spoken word, as opposed to hip hop and being structured, just speaking from the heart. And it's been liberating. It's been a liberating experience. I feel like I've been able to touch on more topics and reach more people. In fact, after switching over to spoken word as my form of art, I've traveled the country. You know, I ended up, the first year I was at Berkeley performing with the World Vegan Fest. And from there, I was on the Connecticut Slam team, traveling all across the country, and it was just, I felt like my the consciousness that you speak of was more appreciated in the spoken word format than it was in the hip hop world. And so I embraced it, and it embraced me back, and here we are.
Wow, beautiful story. Thank you for sharing it. Yeah, that's
absolutely
significant. Yeah, and I'd like to explore this further about the system, the powers that be, placing profit over health, profit over personal health, profit over public health, population health. So could we explore that a little bit further, especially, again, I'm sorry for the loss of your dad, in that we see that ill health is rampant, and the hospitals are filled and have been for decades filled with people suffering from all the diseases, in which my opinion a big part of it is carnistic consumption, and that's because of the propaganda of the system on people, because I realize a lot of people, they're just not aware, they just don't know. And so could you,
right,
I'd love to hear your opinion on all that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up, you know, I remember the food pyramid. You know, you got to have 2 to 3 servings of meat every day, and it was just, you know, so when I had friends that were going vegetarian, I'm like, wait a minute, how are you doing that? You got to have 2 to 3 servings of meat every day. How is it even possible? You know, and I think that's the perspective of a lot of people in the general public, is, you know, it's not possible to be healthy and not eat animals. And it's been ingrained in our heads since very, very young, you know. And so then it's not just even about, you know, your own awareness, but now it becomes you going against everybody that you care about. You know, all of, like, we just got out of Thanksgiving Day dinner, or Thanksgiving Day dinner, whatever, however you want to say it, or, you know, there's so many different phrases for this holiday, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, eating isn't just about health anymore. You know, it's really cultural and traditional. And when you go against the tradition, you face a lot of backlash, and you've got to really be a strong person, because that programming is so deep. And I mean, like, it's turkey, you know, like, I mean, I think about growing up, you know, there weren't any books that talked to children about, you know, not eating animals and seeing animals as people. You know, there was nothing even remotely close to that. Green Eggs and Ham was like the classic, you know. And I think about that, and how deeply ingrained in our culture killing for food has become. And so it's not even just about profit. profit is a huge part of it, and profit benefits from it, but it's just society in general is just heading in one direction, and to go against that takes a lot of strength and fortitude. And I think it's really important to have that support network around you, to be able to reach out to somebody that you can connect with, that's on the same page as you, that understands that killing animals unnecessarily is just that, you know, and it's violent and it's unnecessary, and we need to evolve past that. And so I think that there's a huge role for art in that area to just wake people up and let them know that you don't need to kill animals to survive, despite what, you know, your nutritionist might say, or your dietitian, or your personal trainer, or even your doctor who doesn't get any nutritional training, you know, who's really just focused on diseases and surgery and drugs, and doesn't really understand that nutrition is medicine, you know. And so we're going against these guys, and we don't have any medical degrees. You know, we just have a lot of literature, you know, we've just read a ton of books, we've looked at a lot of different studies, you know, and we understand that yes, you can thrive and be more healthy by not eating animals than otherwise. And it's really against the mainstream, and so you've got to be that rock in the river that just stays there, lets the river just keep going against it, you know, and just keep pushing it without letting it distort who you are. And I think that's the challenge today.
Yes, and bam, that couldn't have been said any better. Wow, thank you. That is so true. It really is about going up against the system, and it's just so ingrained and so deep that we just really need to stick to our conviction to keep at it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. And on that note, too, I'd just like to say something that I'm really happy that you are appreciative of holistic health.
Absolutely.
And especially,
absolutely.
Yes, in 2021, as we're experiencing a worldwide grab by the pharmaceutical industry, and where even governments and a large percentage of the population are disrespecting the holistic health perspective, or those who choose holistic natural health care.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, for me, it goes back again to my father. You know, when he passed away from colon cancer, he had been treated by an oncologist for many, many years. And it wasn't until the oncologist said, you know, there's nothing else that I can do, that he finally listened to my mother and started seeking alternative options. And so he went to go see a doctor in Boston by the name of Dr. Tam. And Dr. Tam was doing a lot of Qigong and acupuncture and herbal treatments, and you know, it was just a natural way of attacking the same issues. And I mean, he would be so sick going up, my sister would have to drive him up, and he would feel so much better coming back that he would end up driving home and actually have dinner with us. And anybody who's had anybody close to them who has colon cancer, I mean, it's unheard of. You know, he was on an IV for a year and a half. You know, he wasn't eating dinner with us. So for him to actually sit down and have a meal with us, it was amazing, you know, and it really opened my eyes. Even though he still passed away eventually, it opened my eyes to the reality that, okay, maybe Western medicine doesn't know it all. You know, maybe there's other things that aren't being explored that are more beneficial to individuals than drugs and surgery, you know. And it even went back further than that, if I'm being honest. My sister was born with some serious disabilities. And when she was born, the doctor gave prognosis, like talking about she's only going to live 2 weeks. Said that to my mother. And then again, 6 weeks. And then again, 2 years. And then she lived to be 19 years old, 18 years old. So it was just like, wow, maybe these guys really, you know, they claim to be experts, but maybe they're just people at the end of the day. And maybe they're just following what they were taught, you know, but maybe they weren't taught everything. Maybe there's more to this story. And as I started to really dig, I realized that the Federal Drug Administration only allows for doctors to talk about drugs or surgery as a means of treating any illness. That those are the only means that are acceptable. So changing diet, you know, changing lifestyle isn't seen as a treatment for these chronic illnesses, which is why they're considered chronic, meaning that they can't be cured, because they're not looking at the lifestyle that's bringing these illnesses about. They're only looking at the symptoms of these illnesses and treating these symptoms. And so at the end of the day, you know, these people are suffering. they end up taking in these drugs that end up causing more damage. I mean, you look at the list of side effects of these commercials, and it's insane. So yeah, I mean, I haven't received the vaccine, and that's just my personal preference, you know. And I think when we're getting into an era where personal preference is being undermined by law, it's a scary time, you know, and it's really unfortunate. And of course, I mean, people are going to be reluctant about a vaccine that comes from an industry that lists tons of side effects from every single drug that's released, you know. But now they talk about this vaccine like anybody who's a part of creating this vaccine is immune from any legal recourse. So yeah, I mean, of course people are going to be reluctant to partake in a drug that doesn't allow for any measure of accountability for the people that create it. I mean, that's just it's problematic, and it's scary, you know, because it's becoming so dichotomized in our society. We've become so spectral in our approaches. People are just coming from one end to the other and just bumping heads, and it's becoming legal, and people are losing their jobs, and it's, I don't know, these are definitely stressful times for people like us that want to just live naturally and want to be able to have that right to do so.
Thank you very much for sharing your opinion on this very important topic. Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. We're listening to Abiose Cole via Skype in Connecticut. Abiose is a vegan author, and he's a spoken word artist. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Abiose Cole.
It's mango time.
Hi, folks. This is Chuck Demers. Please tune us in on Tuesday mornings on the Jukebox. I, along with Rose, will play the best songs we know. We call the show Mango Time. Something sweet, juicy, and good for you. Okay, we're at WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM and WCUW.org.
The Jukebox airs Monday through Friday from 9 until 1 p.m.
Tune in every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 12 midnight until 3 a.m. It's the Love Session on 91.3 WCUW Worcester with DJ Chuck Chillin'. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell your fam. You might even want to tell your mama and them.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're continuing our interview with vegan author and spoken word artist, Abiose Cole, via Skype in Connecticut. Here's Abiose.
My name is Abiose Cole, vegan poet and author of the book, I Am Not Food. It was written from the perspective of animals. We're very excited to be working with vegan publishers to be able to bring this book to you. It was inspired by a poem I wrote, I Am Not Food, You Are Violent. However, the book takes a much lighter stance. I am not food, I am a person, and makes it very easy and fun for the youngest of readers to understand the concept of animal personhood. We're working with Kaylee Castle as the illustrator of Not My Mama's Milk.
And now we're going to hear Abiose with the original poem, I Am Not Food. And so the poem we're going to hear now is, again, the original. It's not what's in the children's book. And as you heard, he had adapted it for the children's book. I Am Not Food.
Thank you.
They call my mother Porkchop. To them, I'm just the next slice of meat. I don't really see how. Just like them, I breathe and eat. I even have to sleep, even though I'm scared to. I mean, they beat me every day to get me out my cage. I mean, you would be scared too. And if not, then you'd engage. That's called self-defense mode. But see, me, I'm just a slave. I smelled my mother on his breath just the other day. In his body, she decays, hastening his grave. That's my only payback. I guess that's nature's way. I guess karma is like a dog that has a mean bite. Maybe that's why I'm here. Something in my last life, I wouldn't wish this on the worst. A mean, deadly curse. I mean, they want my flesh and blood. It's not enough to quench their thirst, so for me, every day is filled with pain. On his pant legs are bloodstains, and they're heavy on my brain with the fear of, is it my turn? Am I the next one to be slain? Because I am not food. You are violent. But they only want me for my legs and breasts. And so they're quick to chop me up as they maim my chest. My family is nameless. They name the fearful after me. I guess that makes sense. It's only pain and fear I see. I'm only bread to feed their greed. And so they snatch up my seeds before they have a chance to breathe. And even if they decide to let the baby survive, then they chop off their beaks to preserve the meat inside. It's like chopping off your nose to spite your face. Because they don't even have love for their own, the human race. So my fate is sealed from the field to the meal. I don't know how living feels. I know these lesions get deep. And every day I bleed. I know if I had a chance, I'd leave this coop and be freed. I know a stretched imagination is freaking hard to believe. A visionary sees things most aren't ready to receive. But anything conceived and believed can be achieved, because I am not food. You are violent. But my breasts are always full, and my nipples are sore, and when I finally empty them out, I always fill up with more. My calves, they're all gone, so I don't know why, but I keep making milk, and when I stop, I die. How long my babies survive depends on their gender. They starve the bulls for their meat. They like it real tender. The cows get treated like me. Clearly not great. They use us for our milk, our skins, our beef, our steak. Even bullshit is a commodity. I'm not life, I'm property. I survive unremarkably as food. What a fallacy. My meat is unhealthy to the humans who consume it, who are dying from diseases, wondering why they go through it. For the profits of the farmers and pharmaceutical beasts, whose profits are more important than the lives now deceased. Whether animal or human, we all strive to survive when we respect each other's life. That's when this planet will thrive, because I am not food. You are violent.
Very wise. Thank you, Abiose Cole. Thank you very much. We're listening to Abiose Cole via Skype in Connecticut. Abiose is a spoken word artist, and he's a member of Connecticut Slam Team, and he is also the author of the children's book, I Am Not Food, published by Vegan Publishers. And Vegan Publishers is right here in Massachusetts, in Danvers, Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Abby Ose, for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for all you do.
Honor and a privilege. Thank you so much for having me, Marlene.
Thank you. You can find Abby Ose on social media at Abby Ose, the Vegan Poet. And the children's book, I Am Not Food, at Vegan Publishers. And we heard the original poem that Abby Ose wrote that was an inspiration for the adaptation which became the children's book, I Am Not Food. Let's go out with this song by Ashley Wallace, Entice, the lyrical vegan. Ashley is in Ithaca, New York. And this is her newly released song, Thanksgiving.
This is for the fallen, all the non-human animals victimized by non-vegans for stupid traditions. This is for you, it's always for you. Shout out to Will Blends, thank you for the beat, bro. Entice. So nice, I do this right here for animal rights. You said you thankful for your family and friends, everyone in between. Can't wait to get together, have some fun with the teens. Making fun of grandpa's cutting his jeans, or the fact that his teeth can only suck up the beans. You said your family means everything. You always want to protect them, you do anything. But that turkey on your table, they don't get the same. They want that life and kids too, you give them death and pain. Crammed with a thousand of their kind, yeah, they go insane. So they cut their toes and their beak so they don't fight and bang. Cause if he don't, the flesh is damaged, that's how he gets paid. This oppression you paying for every single day. You don't care if it means a few splattered brains. You don't care if it means a few severed veins. Then you have the nerve to thank the Lord for your corpse remains. He's not blessing your bloodshed, but the devil may. Let's start new traditions. You know the ones where they don't scream for their mother from birth to kitchen. The ones where freedom don't fly by them just like pigeons. Traditions where oppression, you no longer live it. That knife to the throat, you no longer give it. Traditions full of cruelty, you no longer pick it. Traditions where a dead bird, you no longer wish it. Traditions where your violence stops and you start to listen. Your Thanksgiving is more like Thanksgiving. Stop sending them to their death and turn it to Thanksgiving. Someone else's suffering is nothing to be thankful for. You're a sadist if you think it is, and hell is what's in store. That's a tough pill to swallow, truth hurts even more. Being blinded and not caring is what that demon's for. So start fighting them, take that right to war. And stop being so cruel, you'll see what their life is for. And it's not for you.
That's Ashley Wallace in Ithaca, New York. You can find her at Entice, the lyrical vegan. Here's snippets of her latest song, For Them.
I'm at your front door like my name is Ding Dong. I'm shouting loud, I'm here to make songs. Show you your animal abuse is so wrong. You wanna live in violence where animals are silent? You wake my beast, you trying to wake my King Kong?
Tune into Vegan Nation, I'm your host Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management.
I'll lead you to the light like a chandelier. You put them in a slaughterhouse. You put dead bodies in your daughter's mouth. That's cow flesh in your hand, cow flesh in your pan. Stop calling it a porterhouse.
This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
It's not only rape when you're the one trying to scream when they tore your blouse. What about the cows and the rape racks?
Exactly.
She tried to fight too because she hates that. She got a fist in her ass. Her baby will pass. Her oppressor come around, he'll take that. No name tags, they get a barcode. They all get a knife right where the heart goes. You don't even care, your heart is bare.
Here I've inserted Ellie Sarti's song, Everything Comes Around.
Eyes full of tears, the heart is full of fears, your soul is lost. I guess I'll call you Marco. You playing polo? Anyone riding on a horseback is a bozo. You hurt his back, going up and down on it just like a yo-yo. You're alone in the fun like a solo. It's abuse, not a sport, not a logo. Stop exploiting him, he's not enjoying it. I bet you learn when he taught you like Romo. Ever put someone innocent in jail? Got him locked up for no reason and they can't bail? Don't look like that, yes you have. You do it all the time with your guest pass. No in between. You're either a vegan or you're an animal abuser. Your violence and your cruelty, it runs your life, sucks you up like a Hoover. At the slaughterhouse, you're the producer. Animal liberation will be in the future. You could say that you're sick of me, I guess I'm your tumor. Cause I make you face your mirror. What you won't see, I'll make it clearer. You're disconnected, I'll push it nearer. You're not gonna silence her, I'll make you hear her. I don't care about your feelings. Cause you're gonna know very well who you are. Every single animal, every single scar. I'm gonna join you all together like a singles bar. Until living as a non-vegan animal abuser's rare, just like a shooting star.
thank you all for tuning in to Vegan Nation.